a little village. And that got the children involved in mission. Then Pastor Lewis, well, it got beyond me, my expertise, that was it. And we had people coming into the church who were from Haiti. And we had white collar people that was really gung-ho with this. So we ended up with not only supporting this minister who traveled in Haiti to establish and teach other Haitians about Christ. And we sent groups from our church there. And that way we had a chance to see where our money was going, see what the need was. We worked with the officials, and they are always fighting over there, to set up like a clinic, because healthcare is so we worked with heaven to establish a clinic in the area. The women's mission in the church would collect supplies like aspirin, bandages, and that sort of thing. Several of our nurses from the church made a trip there to assess the clinic to see what was needed, and brought back a list of things that we needed to do. So, yes, the church. It is the focal point of most activities in this area, and has been for years. And if we want to, if you want to get something done politically, go to your church. Get them to back you.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, I know you were saying that even in the church you learned about the political atmosphere that was going on in Roswell. Can you tell me a little bit about that, especially before integration? How was...
Before integration, it was the church who backed. Now, I'll tell you an instance, okay. The cross burnings.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We didn't have very many. And even at that point, the Grove Way, it wasn't called Grove Way, then it was called something else. I can't remember. But anyway, with the backing of the churches, they came together, and some of the leaders spoke with the leaders of the city and told them our unrest about this, because all around us we knew that they were burning, and they burned one cross in the yard of the boys' club, I remember. But we thought it was fun, you know. And we knew when they had their little meetings with the white hoods, we knew they would have them down on the river. But it was to the church leaders who took our concerns to the city. And we had very few problems in that area. Once there was a policeman who, a black man, what did he do? I think he hit a policeman. That was a big fight, and it was going to be a they were going to riot, and they were going to cause a lot of harm to this man, and we actually was fearful of this man actually going to jail here. We wanted him taken downtown because it was